The month of May has always been one in the church in which we have particularly chosen to honor Mary. With all the beautiful flowers that are now growing, one of the great signs of honor for Mary is to have a May crowning, where we would take some of those flowers and make a crown out of the flowers to put on a statue of Mary, perhaps. If you came in on the south side, you might have noticed that our statue of Mary out there is now crowned with a crown of flowers. This week, the school children had a special May crowning and crowned their statue of Mary that is now over in the school. It is a great sign of our love for Mary that we would take some of the beautiful flowers that we find in May and crown her image with them. But you know, this special event here is one that takes place only once a year in May. And it's supposed to be more than just that one-time event. Because indeed, each little flower in the crown that we would place on Mary would represent a prayer that we have, or some way in which we find Mary to be special. We can do that, in fact, not just in the month of May, and not just in a May crowning, but particularly whenever we pray the rosary. The tradition of the rosary itself developed from the idea that each little prayer, each little bead on the rosary would be like a rose. A flower, that as we offer that prayer, it is though we're offering a flower to Mary. The name, therefore, rosary, comes from the word rose. And the word of a complete set of Hail Marys is called a chaplet. And that word chaplet comes from the word that we use for crown or wreath. So it's as if with our prayer in the rosary, we create a beautiful crown of roses with which we can crown our Blessed Mother any time that we pray. You know, that word rosary comes, I said, from rose. When I was in a car recently with Father Brian, we were driving down the road on a trip, and Father John Hollinger from Modern Day was with us, and Father Brian mentioned, why don't we pray the rosary? He and I like to do that when we travel, and so we thought that was a good idea. So Father Brian and I took out our rosaries, and he asked Father John, do you have your rosary? He's like, yeah, I think I've got one in here. And he pulled out his rosary. And then I thought, what a great miracle had happened. Because as we began to pray the rosary, all of a sudden, the entire car was filled with the smell of beautiful roses. And I remember reading about this in the Lives of the Saints, that sometimes when they would pray the rosary, a special sign of Mary's love and that she approved of their prayer would be that sometimes the saints would actually be able to smell the smell of roses while they prayed the rosary. So I thought, oh my goodness, we've been blessed with a great miracle. And I wondered, does anybody else in the car smell this or is it just me? But then Father Brian removed doubt because he exclaimed, what stinks? It smells terrible in here. And we look over to Father John, and it turns out Father John had a rosary in which each little bead was actually made of crushed up rose petals. And so it made the car smell like roses, so it wasn't a miracle. But Father Brian quickly started rolling down the windows to try to get the miracle out of the car. I thought it smelled nice. But it was a reminder for me of just what the rosary is all about, how each little prayer is supposed to be like a rose with which we crown our Blessed Mother. And I thought how beautiful it was to be reminded of that on that particular day. But you know, that prayer of the rosary is so beautiful and has been so honored in the church because with it, we meditate on the life of Jesus. We meditate on those joyful moments, the luminous moments of light, the sorrowful moments of his passion, the glorious moments of his resurrection. We go through kind of the circle of the life of Jesus. And I thought how fitting that our rosary is arranged in a circle, not just like a crown, but that we can go over and over those events in the life of Jesus many, many times and never waste any time meditating. There's so much fruit for meditating on the life of Jesus. But in the rosary, we do it in a particularly special way because we don't just think about the life of Jesus. We do it particularly through the eyes of Mary. Mary, Jesus' mother, as any mother, would experience the life of her son in a very special and intimate way. So as we think of the angel coming to Mary and how she would have felt, or the joy she would have had at the birth of Jesus, we think of the sorrow and anxiety she would have had when he was lost in the temple, the great joy that she had as she saw him work his first miracle at Cana. Mary was there urging him on. We find Mary right by Jesus' side throughout the scriptures, most especially in Calvary. There is Mary. And we find her gathered then after the resurrection with the apostles, there to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In all the important events in the life of Jesus, Mary was there. And so when we pray the rosary, we remember the great motherly love that she had, and we pray the life of Jesus through her eyes. On this day on which we celebrate Mother's Day, we remember also our own natural mothers. Not so different from our Blessed Mother, really. If you think about it, I know in my own life, who was always there to take you to sports, to drop you off at practice, to pick you up? Who was there cheering you on the sidelines? It's your mom. She's there. She was always there. When you fall down and get hurt, who's there to kiss it and make it better? Your mom is there. Mom was there to celebrate all the great events in life. We celebrate our graduates today, and no doubt it's Mom that is one of the biggest cheerleaders for our graduates. We celebrate all those ways in which all the important events in our life, Mom is there to have a special role to play. And indeed, just as Mary was very special, united to her son Jesus, we know that there's probably no greater bond that we have than with our moms. And we honor that today on Mother's Day. Just today, I was, before 7:30 Mass, called to go anoint in the hospice a mom that is dying today. And so we remember especially all of our moms that have died, and we pray are now in heaven with Jesus, that they might rejoice with our Blessed Mother there. For even from heaven, we know that nothing has changed, really. They are still our greatest cheerleaders, even from heaven, as they urge us on to live this life well. So in the rosary, we pray through the life of Jesus, through the eyes of Mary, just as our earthly mothers watch over our life so carefully. But something strikes me about the rosary, and that is, every time we go around that circle, we run into the cross, that inconvenient little beaded part that hangs down and gets in the way of the nice little circle. I think that's there for good reason, because in life, we're often going to bump into the cross as we go through the joyful and sorrowful moments. But on that cross is Jesus. Just as Mary is always with us, we know even more special is that Jesus is always with us. He tells us today in the gospel, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." He is with us. Peace, he leaves us. We can have peace because whether we find ourselves in a joyful time of life, a time of light where everything seems clear and to make sense, or whether it's a dark time, whether we're in sorrow, it doesn't matter because Jesus is there. Therefore, we can have peace because after every decade of sorrow in our lives, we know that there is a glorious time ahead. That is what we most pray for our deceased mothers on this day, and for all of us, that as we go around this circle of our own lives, we know two important things. Mary, our mother, is there, cheerleading, urging us on, but most especially, Jesus is there, and for that, we can have great peace. May God today bless all of our mothers, and may Mary, our Heavenly Mother, intercede for us before the throne of Jesus, her Son.